Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Gary Ellenbolt is the host of Morning Edition on SDPB Radio. He steps away from the hosting chair this week to dive into the madness of March in the South Dakota State basketball tournaments. He joins us now from Huron, possibly, with a preview. Gary Ellenbolt, hey.
Hi, Lori. Not quite to Huron, but well on the way, and a beautiful day to travel, if somewhat windy. But if you're going to be in South Dakota, you kind of have to get used to that. Great weekend. Actually, a couple of weekends of basketball coming up, and I'm excited to talk to you about it.
It could be windy. It could be nice. It could be buried in snow. You never know in March, right, Gary?
That's why they call it the land of infinite variety, isn't it?
And also with us, we have Steve Toom, SDPB, also doing some basketball. Steve, how's it going?
Going fine today.
All right, let's start with Gary, and tell me, Gary, you're going up to see the girls. You're calling games from the Class B tournament, is that right?
This will be the Class B tournament, which is, for now, the smallest schools in the state. There's been some discussion of talking about Class C, so discussing. That'll be a few years down the road, but right now it's the B tournament, and this could very well be a tournament for the ages. The defending state champion is back for the tournament. That's Sully Buttes. The top seeds from last year, the top four, are all back. Warner is the number one seed. Also, Sully Buttes, of course. Ethan and Avon are back from the 2016 field, joined by Timberlake, Sanborn Central, Woonsocket, Parker, and also New Underwood will be in the field with the first games on Thursday.
All right, Gary, so some of those players in the tournament have to be headed for Division I programs next year. Who do you know?
We have a couple of players in Division I. As South Dakota is becoming really a hotbed of D1 basketball. The two largest universities in the state, South Dakota State and the University of South Dakota, are, of course, members of Division I and the Summit League. There is a young lady from the defending champion, Sully Buttes, who is having a terrific 2016-2017 season. She is a future USD Coyote. And if you get the SDPB program guide, you see her picture. Chloe Lamb is her name, and she has been a fixture on Mark Sefner's squad at Sully Buttes for several years now. She's a 5'9 senior, averages 20 points a game, one of a couple of starters in double figures for the Sully Buttes squad, looking for another consecutive championship. The other one would be from Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and it's a name that's pretty familiar to basketball fans. At one time, there were four people with the last name Selland, S-E-L-L-A-N-D, playing for the Blackhawks. One of the last of the line is Maya Selland. She is a terrific player as well, and she will represent Sanborn Central Woonsocket in the tournament. She comes in as a soon-to-be South Dakota State University Jackrabbit. So a couple of times a year, Maya Selland and Chloe Lamb will get to face each other in basketball. They get to tournament play, and they'll get to do it all over again.
All right, and I think we've got on Facebook, on the SDPB Sports Facebook page, you can see some digital shorts if you want to learn more about Maya and Chloe. Gary, let's stick with this Class B for another minute and tell me about Ethan. They've got a special situation coming into the tournament. What is that?
Ethan has an enrollment of 48 people, according to the state's formula for average daily minimum. 48, one of the smallest schools in the state. Four of the players who will play for the Rustlers this weekend have scored 1,000 points in their career. At this level, you're having a heck of a program if you get one, but they get four. And Ethan has been regarded as a sleeper team by a couple of people who follow state tournament basketball. They're the number three seed. They'll play the final game on Thursday against Avon. Now, this is a team, Ethan, that defeated Avon in the regular season and beat them by 40 points in a regular season game over in Mitchell. But, you know, the Pirates are going to be ready to play. Brad Poppy's got a good squad. Lauren Cease, a terrific player. And the first round's going to be terrific, and I think all of the rounds that follow will bring us some great basketball in Huron.
You have a sleeper team in the B tournament this year, Gary?
I think any one of maybe five teams have a shot at the tournament. You look at Warner, you look at Sully Buttes, Ethan, I guess you have to put in the mix, and I'm going to throw in a team from out west with just one loss on the year, and that's New Underwood. Okay. There's a typical knock against West River schools that they don't really play the competition of the teams from the east, but you don't get to 22-1 without some moxie. They're very well coached, a very good team across the board. They're going to take on Sanborn Central Woonsocket game two on Thursday afternoon. And if I have to have a sleeper team, that's probably the one I have my eye on.
All right. Who plays in the first round, Gary?
First round is going to be the number one seed Warner. They'll take on Timberlake. That's at noon Central time. The Panthers, a semi-regular fixture at the state tournament. Game two is at 1:45. New Underwood taking on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The champion from last year, Sully Buttes, number two seed, taking on the Pheasants of Parker, southwest of Sioux Falls. And then the Ethan Rustlers and the Avon Pirates do business on the final game on Thursday night, 7:45 Central. And then games on Friday and Saturday. We will determine the state champion on Saturday night.
All right, stay on the line for a minute, Gary, because I want to talk to you about state or Class A girls, but let's bring Steve Toom in here.
You bet.
Steve, what's your schedule look like? What are you following?
Well, I'm actually going to be following both tournaments. I'm not going to be actually covering any of the tournaments on TV this year, so I'll be glued to my computer screen trying to follow the action here. One thing I want to note on is New Underwood, their head coach, Stacy Finkbeiner, somebody I went to college with at Black Hills State. He was one of the best players ever for the Yellow Jackets, and I remember him calling his games when he was at Black Hill State, and he's been a longtime coach out there at New Underwood. Great to see the success he's had with boys basketball and now with girls basketball coach as well. They're going to be a well-coached team, and I got to agree with Gary on that. That could be the sleeper team at the B tournament, but what a strong field top to bottom.
All right, Steve, let's start on that State A. And last year I remember talking to you guys about St. Thomas More. That was one of my first introductions to South Dakota State basketball. I see their names coming up again.
Yeah, they're the number one seed. They're going to take on Madison this year in the first round. And really, for quite a few years, the State Girls A tournament has been dominated by St. Thomas More. They're just really just a cut above everybody else. And again, this year, they're a loaded team. They're going to be the favorites. They've got the big targets on the back, but they've been at that position for so long, they're used to it. It doesn't bother them at all. So everybody's going to be gunning for them. The interesting thing with Class A basketball this year is that they went to a different postseason format. Of course, they do not have districts in Class A. They have regions. And this year, when the teams got down to two teams remaining in each of the eight regions, they went to a Sweet 16 format and reseeded them all across the state based on their regular season power points. So a little bit of a different take this year is you have four teams out of the Dakota 12 Conference that have qualified for the state tournament. And that couldn't happen under the old format, but since so many teams did so well, they managed to get in. Madison, Vermilion, and Lenox and Del Rapids all made it out of one conference into the state tournament. The bad thing for the DAC-12 is that they've got two of their teams going head-to-head, so one of them automatically is going to get knocked down to the consolation round. That's Lenox and Del Rapids. That's the last game on Thursday night.
All right, so Gary Ellenbolt and I work right down the hall from each other. Gary had to explain brackets to me. Gary, you're going to be able to explain that Sweet 16 to me two or three times before I process it all?
I'd be more than happy.
All right, Gary.
Something they're trying that's brand new this year, and it seems to be an experiment that's working well.
I'll go back and I'll listen to what Steve Toom just said a few times over, and it'll all sink in. But, Gary, let's go back to St. Thomas More. They have some college players coming from that program?
A lot of college players, and a lot of them in Division I. One of the names that is very familiar in that program is the name Duffy. And that started with Caitlin Duffy a few years ago. She's had some injuries and has not played for the University of South Dakota. She started out at Colorado State, coached by the former Coyote head coach Ryan Williams, and then came to the University of South Dakota, had to sit out a year for the transfer rules. She was one of the big cogs in the wheel for Amy Williams winning the NIT championship last year. Her sister, Kira Duffy, is also in action at the University of South Dakota, and was named Newcomer of the Year in the Summit League. USD losing a tough battle to Omaha in the first round of the Summit League tournament a few days ago. But their sister, Maura Duffy, is playing for the University of Sioux Falls for the Cougars. So they had a pretty nice run in the NSIC, Northern Senator Collegiate Conference tournament. You have a player who is playing at Washington State now. That's the young Miss Swedland, who just an incredible player for St. Thomas More. They seem to be a machine. Brandon Candelin, an excellent coach. He sent a lot of kids to Division I. Steve and I used to cover a young lady, Madison Kirsch, who you remember, Steve, who went to Briarcliff University a couple of years ago before a career-ending injury. So they have a lot of players who know the system and are able to play at the next level and do well.
All right, Steve Toome, you got a sleeper for this Class A girls state basketball tournament?
Well, everyone's focused on St. Thomas More. People forget that Hamlin's also undefeated on the year. They're 22-0 coming into the tournament, and people are going, hey, don't forget about us. They got Lexi Wadsworth as their leading scorer at 20 points per game. I'd say look out for the Vermilion Tanagers. This is the team that had to beat Belle Fouche to get to the state tournament in the Sweet 16 round, and Belle Fouche's only losses came in pretty close games to St. Thomas More, and I think they turned a few heads. Vermilion is a team I'm very familiar with. I get to cover them here in town online, and I've seen them, these young ladies grow. They're a junior-dominated team, which means they still really haven't reached their peak potential yet, and they bring an eighth grader off the bench and a sophomore off the bench that provide a lot of spark. They only have two seniors on their whole team, Hallie Melstad leading the way at 17 points a game, and Casey Jensen at 12 points. Casey Jensen is one of those big players that loves to run the court. She loves to lead the fast break. She'll go behind the back dribble at full speed going down the middle of the court. Watch for that during the tournament. I think that's a team that could maybe knock off Hamlin, and after them going out to Fort Pierre and beating Belle Fouche, I think this team's playing a lot of confidence. I'd also look out for Webster, too. I think this is a dangerous team, and nobody's talking about Lennox. Lennox has had an outstanding year. They've only lost two games all year, and Madison Vlastian is their leading scorer at about 17 or 16 and a half points per game. I think these teams are going to be very difficult outs for people, but I think Webster is another team that you really got to keep your eye on.
All right, Steve Toome there in Vermilion. Thanks, Steve, for being here.
Thank you.
Gary Ellenbolt on the road to Huron. Any final thoughts there on that tournament, Class A?
Again, the B tournament is probably one of the strongest fields I've seen since I've been covering basketball. Any one of several teams could end up with the championship. And, of course, we'll have the Spirit of Six Award for the top cheerleaders, the Spirit of Sioux Award, and we'll have all of that activity and all of the action with John Sieber and me on SDPB-TV3 starting at noon Central Time on Thursday. The A tournament for Brookings going on SDPB1. Craig Maddock and Mike Hendrickson with that action from Frost Arena.